So just as Viva El Paso is being revitalized by a special community partnership, a brand new audio, video, performance, and visual art space is being born thanks to another kind of partnership. My guests are guitarist extraordinaire and recording engineer Buddy Winston and noted visual artist Pat Olchewski Winston, and they are launching Star City Studio Productions. Congratulations, and what were you thinking?
Yeah, you'll have to ask him that.
Well, I'll give you the short history.
Oh, let it roll.
As you know, I play in a group, PT and the Cruisers, which is a fairly large band, and we were looking for a better rehearsal space.
What's wrong with a garage after all these years?
Yeah. So I ran into a friend, a commercial realtor, and told him about that. We caught up, and a couple of days later, he sent me an email, said, you know, there's a recording studio 10 minutes from your house.
Yeah.
So I went and looked at it, called my good friend Glenn Leffler. He knew all about it because he helped bid it. It was Martin Recording Studio.
Oh, yes, Scott Martin.
Scott Martin.
I did my very, very, very first cassette.
Yes.
Came out of that place.
Back in the 80s, wasn't it?
Yes. I've slept since then. I don't recall.
Well, anyway, I called Glenn. Then we called Scott. We found him. And
He still owned it?
No. He had sold it to a group from Mexico. Who had moved their operations back down to Monterrey. So it had been vacant for a couple of years.
Ah.
So at any rate, it needed a lot of work. We called Scott, and he was all excited.
I'm sure.
And anyway, it's taken over a year to put it back to its original form, and we've changed it quite a bit. So we've taken the garage and made a performance hall, small performance.
Sweet.
We can do audio, visual, and a
so
nice
you'll
live.
Be able to record performances,
yes.
too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's wonderful.
But as you know, there's been a lack of small spaces for various kinds of music, and so we thought this would be a good opportunity, as well as for my wife Pat's art.
Oh, yes, yes.
We figured out we had extra room, and so why not fill it with art? So I have
You can't look at an empty wall without...
You can't do that.
That's mine.
So I have my own little gallery, and I share it with Monk Drums.
Monk Drums.
Monk Drums that are made in Chaparral. So it's an art exhibit with Monk Drums.
Showcase for the cajones.
Yeah, handmade drums. Yes.
Ah, handmade drums. Okay, very good. Well, here's the news, of course, is that you have a grand opening at long last. Tell us what days this will occur.
It's June 25th and June 26th. And
that's a Saturday.
Saturday will be 10 to 4 and Sunday 12 to 3.
Okay.
Open and to the public.
Very good. And this is at 120 West Castellano. As you're going up North Mesa, it's a left on Castellano.
It's next to Desert Imaging in the
area. Yes, yes. You take a left at the Angry Owl.
Correct.
And next to Desert Imaging. It's a kind of spot that if you don't have other business in there, you might not even know it exists.
Correct.
But it's a really neat little nook and very convenient. So, now, how did the marriage survive is what I really want to know.
Well, about a month ago,
I mean, this is huge.
Fortunately, she doesn't have a gun.
Yeah. Excellent, excellent. Yes. But this is not the first time. I mean, Cinco Puntos Press, Bobby and Lee Bird, I've interviewed them many times. And this is just one of those things where they've said many times, we didn't know what we were doing. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
That's it.
Same thing here.
And this has evolved over and over and over again the whole time from what we first thought we were going to do to what we were then doing and what we're doing now. So it has changed completely.
Tell about some of that evolution. What works?
Well, to renovate a building, commercial building, you have to be ADA compliant. And that was built before the ADA rules. So we had to modify the restrooms, which we wanted to do to make it comfortable if you're going to have a listening space.
Yes.
Well, that's not a small endeavor. We had 30-some-odd-year-old plumbing to completely replace. And we didn't have the plan. The plan evolved. And so the poor contractors would I'd have them all set up this one. And when Pat and I would talk, said, no, we really don't want to do that. I'd go back. But they were very patient with us and us with them.
Yes.
And it finally evolved. We had a lot of input as we moved slowly, and it's come out really well. We've had a lot of expertise from the contractors giving us advice and help all the way from plumbing to lighting.
What a blessing. What a blessing, because if you're not working with pros that realize what dilemma you're in the middle of, they might not be patient or able, really, to come through. And you're not doing this as a couple of leisure. Your schedule, Pat, you're a very busy and prolific visual artist. If our listeners are not familiar with Pat Olchevsky Winston's images, you can go to her website, which is
www.olchevsky.com.
Olchevsky.com.
Yes.
That's Olchefski.com. And check out some of her beautiful work. So you have things to do. And, buddy, you're still gainfully employed, are you not?
I'm still working as a medical physicist full time.
Full time.
Yeah. So it's been a busy year.
Other than the ADA compliance stuff, were there any points in time, things that came at you where you just wanted to sit on the curb and cry?
The sewer line that was broke. They had to tear out about, 20 feet of
concrete? Well, they had to redo had to cut all the concrete. But the main thing, that was better then than finding out two months after we opened.
Oh, yes, yeah.
But the owners after Scott had a different concept. This room was designed by a very famous sound engineer, Tom Hidley, back in the 80s. And he actually designed the room acoustically and the main studio, and he came out and helped build it. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the previous owners ripped a lot of it out.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then they added some things, afterthoughts. So my good friend Glenn Leffler, who is the only guy around here that knows how to build studios, we decided we would get the plan. So Scott Martin flew his airplane out here and hand-delivered the Tom Hidley plans, and we started rebuilding.
Wow. So a real restoration. What about all of the soundboards, the equipment, the electronics, any of that? Was it gutted?
No, it was all gone. Yeah. So we've...
okay.
Yes.
I'm about to weep. I can't imagine.
We have to laugh. Like,
yeah. Yes, humor.
We made good friends with United Bank.
And so will the bankruptcy be following the grand opening? Or?
No, they liked the concept, and they knew about the place. It seems like everybody that had been in the arts and commercial work knew about Scott Martin's studio.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So anyway, we spent a long time and a lot putting that Studio A back together, and there was another studio, small one. Glenn and I were just looking at it, wondering, what are we really going to do in here? And finally, we just ripped it out and built a better studio, smaller studio, pretty much copying Tom Hidley's design.
Oh, beautiful.
So the rooms are very attractive to engineers and musicians that have come through, and because they're acoustically really well done, but it's taken a long time to do it.
Well, studios are strange things, as you know. I mean, when you record as a musician, it's got to feel right. It needs to have a good feel to it.
These rooms are really pretty amazing. I couldn't see that over a period of months.
I'm sure.
Some of the pictures we'll show you. Yeah. But it's come out really well. And Tom Hidley heard about us through one of our vendors and was very happy to hear we were putting it back together and said we're bound to have a hit the first year. So it's fine with us.
We're working on those big hits coming in, yeah.
Yeah. Well, do you have any bookings yet?
Yes.
We've had a number of people wanting to put deposits down to do recording. And there are other recording studios here. Our model is we're trying to accommodate people by hourly work. They don't have to do their whole project there.
Nice.
We also want to build a community for musicians and artists, that a place to come and learn. So we're going to have workshops, for example, financial workshops for musicians.
Oh, yes, because that's so difficult. They're any kind of artist.
Yeah, right. And there'll be drum circles, which is kind of exciting for all
definitely,
those out there that love that.
You can do the financial session, then a drum circle to kind of bring the stress down. You know?
That's right.
So we want to build artist development so people can look at that as a resource, not just a recording studio. And, of course, we want to work on getting some commercial work back in.
Absolutely,
and
yes.
We've had quite a bit of interest there.
Now, what type of commercial work are you talking about?
Video, ads, and voiceovers.
Okay,
you know,
so you will be doing voiceovers. Oh, very nice. Put my name on the list. Yes. I'll love to come see you.
Yep. And photography.
Oh,
so
for
we're
photography.
Open to anything.
Still photography also?
Sure. I think
Well, we have the big room, and we can use that for just about anything. And also private events. We've already got bookings for a couple of private events.
Outstanding.
Companies want to do a lunch. You know, they only have 20 people.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of, they don't want to rent a big hall or necessarily go to a restaurant. So we've already got a lot of interest.
In the performance space, there is something very, very different chemistry when people want to record a live album where they have a even if it's a small audience, that makes such a difference than just singing for the mic. Are you able to do that in your performance space?
Yes, we will. We're working on that's the last phase. But we're going to open everything, the recording, and then we're working on the big room acoustically right now.
Beautiful.
So then eventually, if you want to do, YouTube is a big thing for artists these days. Mm-hmm. So we'll be able to offer high-quality video YouTube because when Glenn and I looked at the design, we decided to connect all the rooms. So you can have somebody in Studio A, Studio B, or Studio C, all controlled by the big board we have in Studio A.
Wow.
So we can get great isolation, and or you could record your whole band all together live in the big room with video.
Instead of on tracks.
We're working on packages where you could buy a, you know, three-song package, say, and it'll be high-quality audio and video.
Yeah, because doing a whole CD or a whole album is no longer the
thing. Some people want to do it. If they're on the road, they do it, but you don't have to, and that's one of our models. If you want to come in and do a song every couple of months, then you can get that done, and you don't have to ruin your budget. just for little old us.
Little old us, yeah. Boy, you've covered a lot of bases there. Pat, one question for you is, as a visual artist, how has this experience of the last year affected your work?
It's given it a place for me to show my work, because a lot of these paintings I've had on hand, 50 in fact, have been in the house, you know, waiting for a place to go. So now they're all there, my favorite pieces, on display, so it's kind of neat.
Any subject matter that was squeezed out of you thanks to the stress of the...
it's unbelievable that I could paint through it, which is good.
No demons or anything?
No, nothing too dark came out.
Well, outstanding. You have survived. I congratulate you both. My guests today are one of El Paso's best guitarists and a very special recording engineer, Buddy Winston, who now has a new place to play in every sense of the word, and a noted visual artist, his wife, Pat Olchevsky Winston, who are announcing the grand opening of their joint venture, Star City Studio Productions, at 120 West Castellano. The grand opening, Saturday, June 25th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Sunday, June 26th from noon to 3 p.m., and pretty darn soon, if not already, the website starcitystudioproductions.com will be up and running. Congratulations to both of you. This is super what you are doing for the community.
Thank
and you've survived.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for inviting us.
You can feel the stress.